Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Mary Walter. I get to sit in with Brian Wilson this morning. And joining us right now is CNBC contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard right here on weekends on WMAL. Good morning, Larry. How are you this morning?
Morning, Mary. How are you?
Good. And just fine. Now, since it is Valentine's Day, let's talk relationships. Let's talk about the relationship between Donald Trump and the Prime Minister of Japan, who was just here to visit. How did that little date go?
Really well. Really well. Big plus. You know, lots of talk of other countries about deteriorating trade relations and protectionism and penalties and whatnot. The Japanese visit, Prime Minister Abe, really went well. I mean, I guess you could almost say it was golf course diplomacy, which I like. Apparently they play 2 rounds together. You can get a lot of work done in 2 rounds of golf. So that's good. It doesn't look like it's going to be harsh. It looks like they're going to work out a trade deal between the two countries. And, of course, Japan is so important strategically with respect to a bulwark against China. And so I really thought this was Trump's finest moment for international diplomacy so far. Very good. Give him high marks.
Yay.
The big story of the morning, of course, is Michael Flynn tendering his resignation late last night and all of the fallout from that. Your thoughts?
You know, first of all, Brian, I was hoping you would be my Valentine. I really think it's important.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be your Valentine,
Larry. Mary, I would have said to you, but I don't know you so well, I didn't want to be cheeky.
That's okay.
Brian,
high school prepared me for moments like this. Don't worry about it. I'm used to the rejection.
You know, the Flynn thing is just a big mystery to me. I mean, he's resigned, okay. Lying, transcript. I want to see the transcripts between him and the Russian ambassador to the United States is where a lot of this stuff is taking place. It was denied. He denied it to Vice President Pence, which is not a good thing. And the Justice Department and other agencies had tapes of this thing, which contradicted what Flynn said. I know General Flynn a bit. Met him, spent some time at the convention with him, thought he was a very honorable man, thought he was an American patriot. I don't understand how any of this could come about. I just don't get it. I'll leave you with this thought, since I'm really a non-expert on national security. General Jack Keane would make a great national security advisor. Mm-hmm. General Jack Keane is the guy they put in there. He wouldn't accept the defense post several months ago because of family issues, personal issues. His wife passed away and so forth. Maybe he's ready to come back in. He would make a fabulous national security advisor. I mean, he's a I have him on the radio all the time. We used to put him on the TV. He's a master national security strategist. Master national security.
Well, and I get there are a lot of people that are apparently in the mix for that. But, I mean, you have to agree that it is not sort of something that is done in Washington where you send your vice president out with assurances that are not true.
Yeah, very bad, all bad. I don't get it. I mean, I just don't understand it. So maybe we'll all learn more about what was said, for example, to Vice President Pence. Maybe we'll learn more about his Flynn's dealings with the Russian ambassador, promises made. I mean, I just don't get any of it. It's crazy. And fortunately, Flynn has stepped down, so we can get a clean start at the National.
You're watching Yellen very quickly. Janet Yellen's looking. You're watching her very closely.
Yeah, this is big. Yellen testifies today in front of the Senate banking, tomorrow in front of the House banking. This is very important, right? Early year discussions of not just Fed policy, but Fed strategy. They're talking about multiple rate hikes this year. I'm not sure that will be necessary. Maybe. We'll see. But she's unclear. The Fed has no clear targets. The Fed is operating with no clear monetary rules, you know, whether it's a John Taylor inflation rule or a commodity price rule. What is her relationship going to be with the Trump? Not with Trump per se. I don't want to personalize this. Trump has strong pro-growth tax cuts, and that will try to light a fire under the economy, so long as those tax cuts get done earlier rather than later. I'm very, very important. But does Yellen wait for the Fed to move or not wait for the Fed to move? If the economy is still growing about 2% as it has been, and the tax cuts are not completed, I think it makes life tougher for the Fed because interest rates are not going to go up very much. On the other hand, if it's indications that the tax cuts are going to throw early in the year, okay, follow me on this, the economy gets stronger, real interest rates will go up in a stronger economy, and the Fed could follow suit, just follow the market rates up. But it seems to me she may have to wait to see what the tax policy looks like. And the other point is the dollar. If the Fed starts raising, continues to raise rates, okay, and does it two or three more times, the dollar is going up. Trump doesn't want the dollar to go up. And on top of that, if Trump gets his tax cuts and the economy takes off like a booster rocket, I'm just here to tell you the dollar is going to go up anyway. And Trump wants a weak dollar, apparently. I'm not 100% on that, but that's what we're hearing. And the economy is going to get the dollar going up. That's a good thing. Capital is going to be flowing into the USA. My question is, does President Trump understand that? You can't keep a good dollar down if you're increasing the economy. Capital inflows are good things, not bad things. But the Federal Reserve will, you know, have to be very cautious and careful and to integrate monetary and fiscal policy. I'm sure she'll be going in to see the president in the Oval Office. There's just so much we don't know here.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market is strong. Strong,
right.
Good. Profits are better. Trump is pro-growth. As I wrote in my column, basically the war against business is coming to an end with lower regulations and health care and taxes. But what is the Fed going to do? We don't know. She's never laid out a clear strategy.
Well, maybe we'll get some sense of it today.
Everybody's going to be watching it.
All right, Larry, get very close to your phone. You ready?
I'm so jealous.
My Valentine's Day kiss for my Valentine. Thank you, Larry.
One of the greats of radio broadcast.
That's right. Cheap sound effects always work.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.